Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Hello, people. Breenie Maxwell here with your weekly dose of gracious living. The Silver Palette Cookbook has become a staple in American kitchens in the 25 years since it was first published. It's enjoying an anniversary reissue this year, and I'm honored to be joined by one of its authors, Sheila Lukens. Welcome, Sheila.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Ah, well, it's great to have you. Now, tell me, when you and Julie first put the book together, did you have any idea it would become such a runaway hit?
Oh, no, not at all. We absolutely didn't. And as a matter of fact, I didn't want to do it because all the recipes in it, or most of them, are recipes from the store and where we made fresh food. And I was so afraid nobody would ever shop in the shop again if they had all these recipes they could make at home.
Giving away trade secrets.
Trade secrets, exactly. And, you know, but that was so not true. They shop more and more. So the more they read the book and the more they bought the book, the more they wanted to visit the shop and buy the food.
So now tell me, how have eating habits changed in the 25 years since the book was released?
This is what I think has happened. I think the ingredients call the shots these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they rule. And I think when we first started in the Silver Palette, I think French food was the food. And if you asked anybody what the greatest food in the world was, they would say French food. And primarily, that's because their ingredients were so good. Granted, they had the fabulous chefs. But we have great chefs now. And our chefs, probably starting with Alice Warder and Wolfgang Puck, they encouraged all these farmers to start growing all his little vegetables for him. It started off with baby vegetables. And so the ingredients really set the tone for how we eat and how we cook. And they became the focal point of really delicious food. And so now we count on our ingredients. Our ingredients in America are so good. Our artisanal cheese, our artisanal growers, what about our heirloom tomatoes, our people that are raising such prime meat. I mean, that is what has really raised the bar in the way we eat today in America. And there are so many people that think American food is the best food in the world.
Interesting. So tell me, has the, you know, you're talking about how everything is so available in America now and you
well,
can
yes,
get anything
it is.
You want. Do you think that total availability has made things less special?
Are
treats a thing of the past?
It may be. It may make things less tasty at certain times of year. I mean, raspberries in season taste like great raspberries. Food is certainly best in season. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question about it. Silver Queen corn is so sweet and so delicious when it's in season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get some corn all year round, but it certainly doesn't taste anything like that farm-picked corn.
That's true.
You know, so in season. But we eat more in season these days.
I think so. There's a lot of that
local
talk about
strawberries. But things come in from Chile. Things come in from, you know, the South. Things come in from Mexico. We get Israeli tomatoes all year round. So we're not eating cardboard tomatoes.
Right.
But we're eating much better tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. So now you're the editor of food editor of Parade magazine.
I have been for 25 years.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. And when Julia Child left, she was the food editor of Parade, and she recommended me to take it over. And I have loved working for Parade magazine. They're wonderful. And I really reach the masses. And I think these people, at the beginning, you know, they may have thought my recipes were a little funky, like what's lemon zest? But they've become really great cookers now. And people don't ask those questions. And what they ask for is more and more recipes.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. They love to cook with fish now. Mm-hmm. And they things that seemed odd to the mass market But they don't feel that way anymore. They really do like to cook, which
How
is
exciting.
Great.
So you've educated them. That's
I hope
exciting.
So. Yes, yeah. I hope so.
So what's up and coming for you now?
Oh, I just handed in a new book.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
No.
Oh, okay. not even
a
teaser?
Well, it's fun. I just handed it in a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Well, so Sheila, we really look forward to anything that you have up and coming.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much. This has been just a delight to have you on the show.
My pleasure. This is so fun.
Now, if you don't already have one, be sure and pick up a copy of the Silver Palette Cookbook. It's just delightful. And don't forget to come by BrinnieMaxwell.com for a sousson of fun from my video podcast. Bye now.